So then I left them.
What happened with the depression?
Oh, I'll tell you. Then I met this boy. We had Christian Endeavor in the Armenian church they had. I didn't continue with the Lake Avenue when I was a young girl. I went for Sunday school over there for a while. Then I didn't go to church, just Sunday school I used to go. Then I went to the Armenian church because all my friends, you know, the people that I knew, the boys and girls over there. So I went to church. We had a Christian Endeavor group. And this boy came, short, real short, 5'3". And everybody called him Zacchaeus. And I felt so sorry for him. So I went for a date with him, and he asked me, so I went, and I found out that his mother was a born-again Christian, like my mother. So I went together anyways, and I said I wasn't going to marry him, but he, oh boy. Anyways, I married him. And we had our first child, and that was Joyce, and she thinks the world of you. You saw her. And so I had my little girl. What's the matter? Is it time to go?
We have about 10 minutes, okay?
Okay. So I had Joyce, then I had my other daughter, and I mean my son, Walter, and it was depression. I had both of those children. When he was a year old, 49 years ago, we opened our nursery on Washington Street, 511 North East Washington. And depression came. But we did not apply for relief. A lot of people, rich people, got milk and things like that from relief, but we did not. We made do everything we could. We didn't open. But the next door to us was a retired policeman. They watched us. They just went crazy over the two children. They were so cute. Mm-hmm. Little bit. Joyce was little. Walter was big. But Walter followed Joyce. Sweet. Walter, let's go. And he followed her, smiling. So sweet. Anyways, these people felt sorry for us. And they said, why don't you go to the city and get milk for the children? No, we don't want it. But lo and behold, the next thing we know, there were two quarts of milk every morning at the porch. Anyways, we got it, and our business began to pick up a little bit, you know. By the time I was pregnant for the 5 years and 9 months later, I was pregnant for Larry, my third child. And the business began to pick up. And I said to the milkman, I said, don't bring us any more milk. We have money to get milk. Give it to people that need it more. He says, Mrs. Marsh, he was in the same school. He says, Alice, those people that you think are food, they're not. They have Cadillacs in their garage and they get milk. I said, but I don't care. We don't need it. We didn't want to be on relief. Boy, he still kept on bringing it and bringing it. I said, I called the city. I said, I don't want any more milk. Don't send it. We don't need it. We have money to buy milk. So finally they cut it. So this is a, but oh, we went through a whole lot. They wanted to send my husband back because he had come to school. We spent so much money for the lawyers. Everything we got went to the lawyers. We have a pile of paper like this down at the post office in Los Angeles, but they couldn't send him back. So anyways, here we are. Enough?